Welcome to Parc Jerry in Montreal, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Perez. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gary Thomason. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Sadek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John DeAquisto. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, John DeAquisto. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting third. The center fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Williams. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dell Unser. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Woody Fryman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Woody Fryman. And now, play ball. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Herndon hits a line drive towards first. Williams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomason scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cromartie for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Garrett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Valentine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first, with Fryman covering, for the out. One out. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Wrights hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thomason hits a fly ball into right field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Williams hits a line drive into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Parrish hits a line drive into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. LeMaster hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Sadek batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sadek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John DeAquisto is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. DeAquisto takes first base on ball 4. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Unser hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Carter hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Expos. Woody Fryman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cromarty is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromarty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Cromarty. The throw from Sadek and he is safe. Cromarty steals second. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mercer throws the ball into LeMaster who tags Garrett trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Cromarty scores. It's 2-0, Expos. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez bunts towards the mound. Fryman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Matthews batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Perez moves to second. Bobby Mercer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mercer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mercer bunts towards the mound. Fryman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Perez moves to third. Matthews moves to second. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reitz is 0 for 1 in the game. Reitz hits a fly ball into left field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Perez tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Expos. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomason is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomason hits a line drive towards first. Williams catches it and steps on first to double up Mercer. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 1 in the game. LeMaster hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sadek is 0 for 1 in the game. Sadek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John DeAquisto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. DeAquisto is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, DeAquisto bunts towards the mound. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. Sadek moves to second. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. Herndon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants 1. The Expos will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser hits a pop-up towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Fryman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 0 for 1 in the game. Fryman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cromartie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cromartie hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mercer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a fly ball into left field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants 1. The Expos will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine bunts in front of the plate. Sadek juggles the ball. That's an error on Sadek. Garrett moves to second. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garrett scores. Valentine moves to third. It's 3-1, Expos. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Foley is 0-2 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Matthews. Foley reaches second base with a double. Valentine scores. Parrish goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Expos. Mike Caldwell now pitching. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-2 in the game. Unser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Foley scores. Unser moves to second. It's 6-1, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Carter is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mercer, who is chasing the ball. Carter reaches third base with a triple. Unser scores. It's 7-1, Expos. Charlie Williams now pitching. Woody Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Fryman is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Fryman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carter scores. It's 8-1, Expos. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Cromarty hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Garrett is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Garrett hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reitz is 0-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Reitz takes first base on ball 4. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomason is 0-2 in the game. Thomason hits a line drive towards first. Williams catches it and steps on first to double up Reitz. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. LeMaster is 0-2 in the game. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Giants 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentine is 0-2 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Matthews. Valentine reaches second base with a double. Earl Williams, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive towards short. LeMaster reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Herndon. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Valentine scores. It's 9-1, Expos. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Foley is 1-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to third. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Unser is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Unser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 9, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Sadek, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sadek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sadek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Arnold pinch hits for Charlie Williams. Chris Arnold is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Arnold strikes out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Herndon is 0 for 3 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herndon moves to second. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Matthews is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herndon scores. Perez moves to second. It's 9-2, Expos. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mercer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 9, and the Giants 2. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carter is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lavelle, and towards Perez, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Freeman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Freeman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Freeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cromarty is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 9, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Reitz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Reitz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomason is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomason strikes out. 1 out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. LeMaster is 0 for 3 in the game. LeMaster hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cromarty, who is chasing the ball. LeMaster reaches third base with a triple. Reitz goes all the way around to score. It's 9-3, Expos. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sadek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sadek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chris Spear pinch hits for Gary Lavelle. Chris Spear batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 9, and San Francisco Giants, 3. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.